Hi, and welcome back to C. Myers Live. My name is Brian McHenry, and I'm a principal of C. Myers Corporation.
And I'm Sally Myers. I'm also a principal of C. Myers Corporation. Today, we're going to talk about AI. Our clients, it doesn't matter the topic of conversation, whether it's leadership development, strategic planning, financial modeling, getting the right things done, the topic of AI comes up. Of course, people are concerned, they're excited. What do you do? And one of the things that many of them are struggling with is it's so big, I don't even know what to do, how to get started. And my dad used to say, he was very wise, and he used to say, the best way to get something done is to begin. So here, we're going to give you things to consider, not in order of priority, to just start.
Yeah, so the first thing is really start defining a common language. So AI is used and it can mean so many different things, and there's so many different types of AI. It's almost become like a bucket term. It's sort of like, AI will do that. Well, what do you mean AI will do that? Do what? What kind of AI are you talking? Generative AI, which has been the big change in the last year and a half with ChatGPT. Are you talking machine learning? There's all sorts of different AI that you might use. And then keep in mind, for many, what they're doing is they're talking about AI when really they mean automation and things like RPAs are just automating a lot of different tasks. So by getting clear and having a common language, that can help you start to get your arms around it. And it starts to create the picture internally of what you're trying to accomplish, or at least what you're even talking about and what you're exploring.
Right. It's what you're talking about and what you're exploring. And even though I said these are not in order of priority, that is the number one thing, because you have to speak the same language. Yeah. Now the rest of them are not in order of priority.
Yeah, the rest of one, and then, you know, the next are all just fun stuff. So let's go to another one then. So you've got the common language. There are then, you know, more questions that are coming up for organizations. As you said, Sally, how do we get our arms around it? How do we start? There's one approach, and this has been, say, a very common approach over the last year, is I'll say like more the organic approach, where individuals in the organization are going out, they're learning how to incorporate AI tools into what they're doing day in and day out to make themselves more productive. Think someone going and using ChatGPT. Yes, I know there's some concerns around that, making sure confidential information is not used and so on. But it's one way to start seeing what are people doing, what are some of the use cases and the ways in which they're incorporating it into their own workflow. So that's one path. And that might be a path that you do in conjunction with more the strategic and directed path.
Yes, and coming back to the approach where people get to experiment, you know, the organic approach, which is individual experiment or departmental experiment, is that ties in with then the learning plan. And so in working with organizations and in helping them start a learning plan, which is going to change over time, but just get it started. So if you're doing that individual experimentation, the organic path, then is there at least establish some process around it where you can come together and have learnings for the entire organization? So what's the so what of what we're discovering? Also then on the learning plan, what's the learning plan for the board? What's the learning plan for the leadership team? What's the learning plan for the teammates? Because it'll be different levels of learning, but start with that.
Yeah, start with that. And then I mentioned it, and you know, going back to then what's the strategic and more directive approach? So bringing some intentionality again on a concurrent path where people are learning, people are experimenting, and then strategically starting to think through where do we want to be with this technology 3, 5, and this might sound scary, but even 10 years down the road, just to help the thinking. That can then start to help organizations back into what is our focus, at least for the time horizon that we're strategically operating in.
Yeah. And that longer term view does not mean you're locking into a strategic plan. Sometimes people get confused and know that thinking should be longer term, and then you bring it back to more near term. A big reason, there's many reasons for that, but a really big reason is the people who are the businesses that are competing for the attention of your consumers and your customers and even your teammates, your employees, many of them are thinking years and years and years and years down the road. So that has to be part of the process. And we've seen that more and more, and it's working. The key to success there is, just because you look out 10 years and you think and you imagine does not mean you're making a 10-year decision. And then another thing is part of the learning plan. What's on your big key vendors' horizons? Utilizing them. So many we hear are willing to talk about their view, what's on their roadmaps. And then that's also a way to understand what might be coming down the line, what you might have to do from a governance perspective, but also it can complement the learning plans.
Yes, and I'll add, there are vendors that you have that may already be using AI today. Mm-hmm. So to add to the learning, there is this piece of how are we using it now? How are our vendors using it now? And that can continue to help you think through, as you said, Sally, what's coming down the road and how do we start implementing right now? Then I want to add in, from that perspective, there's very industry specific vendors. Going beyond the industry, those can be really helpful to adjacent industries. Think a lot of service industries. Where do they have customers and how are they engaging with their customers through using AI? And again, want to go back to that common language, you're using AI very broadly here. As you define it, it can help you say, well, let's look at this industry and see, where are they implementing generative AI? Where is machine learning being used, more predictive analytics and so on? So there's a lot of learning opportunity that might give you some different ideas on how you can take some different and creative approaches internally.
Absolutely. And also, even if you don't take different and creative approaches internally, you will be more aware of what your customer is experiencing.
Right.
So we hope these tips help. Again, the message here is, you got to begin. That's the best way to get something done, is to begin. We appreciate your time. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us.
Thank you.